Good morning. Lift my head up above what I was doing. So welcome to our early morning time of worship. We're glad that you can celebrate with us. We're glad. What a beautiful day we've been given. Glorious opportunity to gather in God's house. We want to keep a multitude of prayers. Just to mention, I forgot to put on our prayer list this week Larry Carrico, right, John? So we want to add Larry to it. Larry's having some back surgery or back issues, and we want to put him on our prayer as well as Sheila this morning. She had a flat tire on the way to church, but is doing well. So we have a multitude of prayer requests, and our God knows all of it, from the flat tire to aching backs to sore feet. So we're going to keep that in our prayer time this morning, and then we're going to be looking at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. And we're going to talk a little bit about what Paul has to say to the book at church at Ephesus. And then we're going to look a little further into that in our main worship today. But until then, we're going to worship the Lord with an opening song. And then I'll share together in a time of prayer. Let's gather.
You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with soul. I deliver it from my enemy till all my feet are cold. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child.
Father God, we have come this day, God, out of rescuing us, Father, you have split the sea so I could walk right through it. We are a child of God. Father, you rescued us, you baptized us, you blessed us, and you poured your Spirit upon us. We worship you today. We give thanks to you, and we honor the opportunity, God, to give glory to your name. Father, this is your day. Give us the chance, Father, to celebrate your word, to celebrate music, and to thank you, God, for all that you've entrusted to us. What an opportunity, Father. And I pray that you will bless your people today. We ask this in your holy name. Amen. Amen. Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 2, consequently, for that reason, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Jesus Christ himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God's Spirit lives. Paul talks about being made alive, and we'll rescue that in a few moments, but I ask you to keep our prayer requests that are in our bulletins from our webpage, if you're there, or on Facebook. I posted them. The calendar of the bulletin, it has all of the requests except for the Larry that I mentioned this morning, Carrico, and we want to keep Sheila as she plays this morning. We also want to keep many of our shut-ins, Charlotte, Lee Burbage, who is at home, doesn't travel much. We want to keep Suzanne in our prayers and a multitude of needs that we have. Gary, who's preparing for surgery. Deborah, who is away. And the many needs that we have within our church. So before we do that, we're going to sing together and then spend the time in prayer.
Your glory, God.
into your presence. God, this is your place. This is your house. Father, we are your vessels today. And we recognize that you live and breathe in us. And in this sanctuary, God, in your presence we have come. And we bow our hearts, we bow our lives. Father, I would so desire just to bend my knee, but God, I pray that you would understand at this juncture, God, that my heart is humbled before you. And I pray, God, that in your presence that we could experience the glory of your presence and your goodness, that you would fill us and this place. Father, let that be the prayer of your people today, that we would experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, now you are welcome here, and this is your place, and my life is a home to you. God, I pray, Holy Spirit, right now, that you would, oh God, in your infinite touch, that you would reach now to every home, every person, every individual, every situation. God, that you would just, Holy Spirit, know exactly what the people need, know exactly where they hurt, what they need, whether they need their house filled with your presence or whether they need a holy touch on their body. Father, for physical healing, we just ask, Holy Spirit, for your anointing today, that Holy Spirit, as you are alive and active, that you would pierce even the joints and marrows of our hearts and souls, and you would touch your people. Father, all the way from Bungoma, Kenya, with Pastor Salim, all the way to Sterling Heights, Michigan, all across this great state, all across this nation, this country, God, that you would bless your people. Father, I pray for your care and keeping upon Deborah until she returns home. I ask your anointing upon Charlotte as she watches and celebrates. I ask your physical touch upon Suzanne and Louie. I ask your holy touch upon Larry Carrico, God. And I ask that you know exactly, Holy Spirit, what these individuals need. I pray that you'll prepare Gary as he gets ready for surgery. I pray that you'll prepare my life and watch over it as I get ready for surgery as well. God, I pray that your anointing would be upon your people today, whether they are far and whether they are wide, whether they're near or whether they're watching this morning. God, Holy Spirit, that you would touch the life of people. Now, God, it hadn't, I must confess, God, I was a little grumpy this morning when I got up and things didn't go the way that I wanted them to. Father, I just pray that your peace and your forgiveness would be upon my life. God, let that not hinder the moving of your Holy Spirit. Let that not hinder the joy that comes from serving you. Father, I pray that you would flood my spirit today and that, Father, you would let those frustrations and conversations flee my life today. And God, that you would bring peace and wholeness. Father, let your word flow today. Let it touch your church. Let it touch Mark and Brent and Tom, our sister churches around the area. God, that you would anoint the people of God. I will thank you and praise you for Bethany, for the opportunity to serve you. And I ask all of these things in the power of your holy name. Well, Friday I had the opportunity. I vested myself out a little bit and got a phone call about a week or so before that. And actually, it was about 3 weeks ago that I got a call that someone had passed away. And the Prowalny family were grieving the loss of an uncle, an individual, family member. And they called me and asked me if I could come, and a friend of theirs who I had known that I celebrated a wedding with a number of years ago, it suggested that they give me a call. Well, I went out on my regular routines and went out and performed this service. And as I gathered in the place at Cadillac Memorial, and I began to share the words, I looked around the room and I saw faces and individuals that I had known, people that were familiar to me. I felt at home and at ease, and the words flowed as God wanted them to, and I pray that I would have been a blessing to the Prowalney family. I pray that I was a blessing to the people around them. What Paul is giving to us is the results of what God has done. This brand new identity in verse 19 that he's given to you says that we are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of his household. You and me and the multitude of us alike are drawn near by the power and blood of Jesus Christ. He has made us new, and consequently, even though there's differences, whether it's gender differences or ethnic differences, whether there are spiritual differences or relational differences, we are called as a body of Christ. And whether we attend Bethany or whether we attend Calvary Chapel, whether we attend the Utica United Methodist or the Catholic Church, we are called as members of God's body. And God has called us from being an alien to fellow citizens. And what that means is that when we gather with people, we should no longer consider ourselves aliens in a hostile land or a distant land. But what I felt was the real presence of God. And I felt at peace. And what we get is an identity here that Paul begins to describe for us, that this fellowship is built. It's built on a solid foundation. Now, family, I remind you, we're not always going to like each other. This past week, I felt bad. I had a real late night getting home on Beth's birthday, and we were able to go out and celebrate dinner, and I got to wish her happy birthday, but my time was spent by the end of the night. But we gathered, and we met people around, and we had joy and celebration. We find a similar situation that you and I are built on a solid foundation. And Paul says that it is built on the apostles and prophets, but Jesus Christ himself is the chief cornerstone. In him, all the building is joined together and rises. And in him, we are being built. Many of you know that I've been a pastor for a long time, 40-plus years. And I know that I'm just so thankful for wherever I go and whatever I do, that I find people who are of our like spirit and kindred spirit. And Paul says, I wonder today how many of us are really closer than what we actually esteem to think. We've been born into a family. It's not a club. It is a family of God. And we'll talk a little bit more about that at our 11 o'clock. But the Gentiles used what would be called a family of God. And we totally identify that Jesus Christ is our Father. We know that God is our Father and Jesus is his Son. But we recognize that through Christ, we are part of this family. Well, belonging to that family includes relationships. It includes praying for each other. It includes being a part of each other. It includes knowing that our identity is found in him. And Paul really opens up to the church at Ephesus and gives them a strong understanding that because of our relationship, and because of Jesus Christ, and because of the foundation, and because he has knit all things together, we are an extended family. Now, this past week, many of you heard of a plane crash, and some of the gospel artists, three of the family members were killed in the plane crash heading to a Bill Gaither concert. A tragic loss. The family mourns together for the loss of, I think it's Jason Kelly and his wife. But what a tragic loss that when the body hurts, we are built and knit together. We pray for each other, but we experience those losses because that's who we are. And I wonder today, how are you doing with your family? How are you doing with the friends around you? How are you doing with your loved ones and the relationship? Let us be built together on the solid rock of Jesus Christ. Let us know that he's not only building the foundation of the body of Christ, but he's building you and he's building me to become all that we should become. What a joyous opportunity. We don't have to be strangers or foreigners. We can be fellow citizens, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. I'm so loving that song this morning that I'm joint heirs with Jesus. So I'm grateful for that today. So bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that I have within me, bless His holy name. We're going to celebrate a song in closing, and then I'll let you be on your way. I'm sure you know this song. Leland Waymaker. Bless the Lord, O my soul.